Topic 2.3 is to explain what's meant by osmosis in terms of the movement of free water molecules through a partially permeable membrane. Consideration of water potential is not required. However, it actually makes it easier if you know what water potential is. So, diffusion is concerned with solute molecules. These are the molecules that are actually dissolved in the solvent. So things like glucose, chloride, ions, etc. Osmosis is all about solvent. So it's going to be water in every conceivable situation we've got. Most surface membranes are partially permeable. So they're permeable to water and some solutes only. And osmosis is defined as the passage of water from a region where it has a higher water potential to a region where it has a lower water potential through a partially permeable membrane. So effectively, this is from a region where it has a higher concentration of free water molecules to a region with lower concentration of free water molecules. It's effectively down a concentration gradient again. So basically, if we've got a situation where we've got glucose on one side in a solution and only water on another side, only the solvent molecules can cross this partially permeable membrane. And they do that until the concentration's equal on both sides. Once they're equally distributed across the membrane, there should be an equilibrium. However, water molecules on the left are impeded by the glucose molecules from crossing the membrane. So water molecules move more easily to the left, where there's glucose in the left-hand container, than to the right. So they move more easily into the more concentrated glucose solution. You eventually reach a situation where the additional water molecules accumulate until the greater concentration on the left-hand side offsets the blocking effect of glucose. The probability of the water moving in either direction is the same and equilibrium is established. So you'll end up with more water molecules on the left, where there is also glucose, than you will on the right. Okay? The more water molecules there are in a given volume, the more collisions take place between the molecules and membrane. The greater the number of collisions the molecules make on the membrane, the higher the pressure on it. And this pressure is referred to as water potential. So the more water molecules there are, the higher the water potential is. Pure water has a water potential of zero. If you add solute to the water, it lowers the water potential and makes it more negative. Solute molecules impede the water molecules, reducing the number of collisions and therefore the pressure on the membrane. Okay, so water will diffuse from a less negative water potential up to a more negative water potential. For example, if you've got a concentrated sucrose solution and a dilute sucrose solution, then the dilute sucrose solution has a higher concentration of free water molecules. The concentrated sucrose solution has a lower water potential than the dilute sucrose solution. The concentrated sucrose solution will experience a net gain of water molecules. This can be used to advantage or disadvantage of plant and animal cells. If you're looking at the concentration of solutions, isotonic solutions are at the same concentration as the fluid in the cell. Okay? You may have heard of isotonic drinks. The idea is that they are the same concentration of water, glucose and salts as the fluid inside your cells. Hypertonic is more concentrated, so a concentrated salt or sugar solution would be considered hypertonic. And hypotonic is less concentrated, so pure water would be considered hypotonic to the cell. If you've got animal cells, if you put them into a hypotonic solution, the net movement of water is inwards and the cell bursts or lyses. If you put them in hypertonic solution, the net movement of water is out of the cell and the cell shrivels. In plant cells, you don't have the same problem because the cell wall maintains its shape. However, a hypertonic solution will cause net movement out of the cell. Plasmolysis, the breaking of the membrane away from the cell wall, will occur and it will shrivel and become flaccid. It will become turgid if it's in hypertonic because the net movement of water is into the cell.